It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and Kim Willie is our guest today, the founder and director of Growing Empowerment, a nonprofit I didn't hear of before today, so I'm assuming a lot of other folks haven't. Currently working with Lift Up in Parachute, and I guess I'll let you take the story from there.
Yep, I am. Our organization is working with the Parachute Lift Up. They're on a big project right now, and it's a community building project. It's they're building gardens around the Lift Up, and we're building all low water organic gardens using building materials that have been diverted from landfills. We're specifically building self-wicking beds, raised bed gardens made out of pallets. And there have been a lot of contributors. Encana has provided pond liner. And the volunteers of Lift Up, this is all volunteer driven. I've just come in to coordinate because I've been building gardens and had a passion for hunger relief for the past 5 years. In the region. So, but last week, like last Thursday, trucking companies, United out of Debec, delivered a huge pile of a dump truck load of topsoil. We had contributions of llama poo and compost that were all trucked by Frontier Trucking out of Rifle. People have been really stepping up to help. And the volunteers have just been remarkable at resourcing materials and getting help. They've gotten the town of Parachute to help. They've sourced out 100 pallets that have already been cut and are ready to go.
So your organization is Growing Empowerment. You're working with Lift Up. So all of these gardens are to grow food for the food pantry?
Exactly. Okay. The food insecurity rate in Parachute has just shot up with oil and gas production reduced right now, and the people just really need help out there. It's like they're kind of the forgotten town out there. They don't get regular media access, and it's hard for them for transportation. The buses don't run to there. There are just a lot of things going on in Parachute, and I just feel really passionate, and that's the thing about Lift Up, too. Bert Botkin, who's the coordinator for Lift Up there.
I've heard her name a lot.
She's amazing. I think she's 82. I'm not sure.
Wow.
She used to be the associate pastor at the Parachute United Methodist Church, and I helped her build gardens in 2014, her and her great volunteers over there at the Abundance Garden. But now she's in charge of Lift Up, and she just inspires volunteers. She inspires people. You should see how active those volunteers in Parachute are. They've just been coordinating so much. That's why they're not here today. Bert has to man Lift Up this morning because it's a distribution day. And Christina Seitz and Jamie, who are the main volunteers heading this up, have actually called a gardening session for today because it's been time to plant there for a month now. We actually did plant on Saturday. We planted two of the three self-wicking beds we've built. We've got about six frames built. We want to try and complete eight gardens, though, this next Saturday. So we're putting a call out for volunteers. We've got all the materials on site. You get a free lunch. And the cool thing is you can also get free organic vegetable, herb, and pollinator seeds. The Growing Empowerment distributes seeds every year to gardeners, and we teach. That's another cool thing about this build on Saturday is that you get to learn how to build these gardens yourself, so you can go home and do it yourself. And I teach how to build healthy soils. We use topsoil, compost, llama poo, shredded paper, and the llama poo is just rich with red wiggler worms. We use.
And can you use it? Because some manure you have to wait a while.
Absolutely.
It has to cool off. It's, as they say, it's too hot.
Absolutely.
I assume that means there's too much nitrogen in it?
Absolutely. Okay. You've got that right.
Occasionally I pick stuff up.
You got that right. That's exactly it. So we want to balance out, because the key to healthy gardens is healthy soil. Mm. You know, we've explored space. We've explored the ocean. But we really never started exploring our soil until, I'd say, about the last 10 years. But daily now, they're finding out. And that's my kids at Yampa Mountain High School now don't garden with gloves, because we've got so much scientific research coming out now about the microbes in soil alleviate depression and PTSD, and they actually create joy. For instance, right now, the veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan are being put right into gardens, and they're finding it's really therapeutic to just be in touch with the earth and getting back to basics.
I had no idea. Yeah. Of course, being active and doing something, you know, building anything, I definitely understand. I didn't know that it was more involved with the stuff that's actually in the dirt. That's very interesting. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah.
Again, so the event, again, is that you're asking for volunteers, is this Saturday?
This Saturday from 9 a.m. We've been ending at about 2 p.m. We'll do the seed distribution during our lunch hour.
Okay.
Or lunch half hour. People are usually ready to just get back to work. They really like seeing these things done and how quickly it comes together
when we
can work in teams.
I find if you stay working, it's easier to get the job done. If you take a break, then it's like, do I really have to go back and finish?
Yeah. And many hands make light work.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. This takes place at the Parachute Lift-Up Office in Parachute, which is in downtown Parachute, not Battlement Mesa.
Right.
In Parachute, 201 East 1st Street. So as you get off the exit there, you'll actually turn right as opposed to turning left to go to Battlement Mesa or Wendy's,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
For those folks that like that sort of thing. Again, 9 a.m. to 2 this Saturday. There is a phone number. Is this the Parachute Lift-Up Office?
That is Bert's number.
Okay.
You're going to reach Bert.
216-8682 is the phone number if you want more information, again, about this volunteer opportunity this Saturday, plus a learning experience.
Yes.
You're building some raised beds out there. You've got some in place already, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
And what's the goal for the number you want to have?
The goal will be about 20 of them. We'll also be building a keyhole garden and strawberry towers. We're building buddy benches so people can come and sit and enjoy the gardens. And I want to remind people that summer is coming up. That's why it's so important to come and get free seeds. So maybe you can share a portion of your harvest with Lift Up or with your neighbors. Because when summer comes, for instance, out in Western Garfield County, we've got schools with 73% of the children on free or reduced school lunches. That means when school lets out for the summer, they got nada. Many of them depend on that meal for maybe their only meals in a day. So that's why we're so urgently wanting to get these gardens built, so we can at least have greens and cold crops ready when they come out. Then we'll succession plant, and we've already got tomato and pepper plants going. The Yampa Mountain High School have 2,000 starters going right now. So we can really fill gardens this summer and provide a lot of produce. We're putting in root crops, onions and garlic and potatoes and winter squashes, so we can actually distribute all winter too.
We'll take a quick break, come back and visit a little bit more with Kim in just a moment. Again, the volunteer opportunity and the learning opportunity is this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lift Up Office in Parachute. 9 a.m. is a hard start time. 2 o'clock is just typically about when things wrap up, but it's
typically
open-ended, you might say.
It is. There were only 7 of us last weekend, and we kept going till 3:30. But the week before, we had 25. And
sometimes it's hard to stop. You know, you see the progress, and you want to keep going.
Yeah.
Again, this happens at the Parachute Lift-Up Office, 201 East 1st Street in Parachute. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you would like more information, you can call the Lift Up Office in Parachute at 216-8682. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking to Kim Willey. She is the director and founder of Growing Empowerment. Explain what Growing Empowerment does, what that organization does. It is like a local nonprofit, right?
It is. We focus on educating through gardening, and our focus is on addressing hunger relief throughout the region and creating economic development through the projects that we do.
You know, it's so interesting. My grandparents grew what they needed for the most part, and the grocery store was just for those few months of the year when they didn't have necessarily enough in the garden. Much different situation today as we transition into a more urban area, and a lot of people don't understand, don't know how to grow things, as you kind of mentioned. I want to talk about some specifics. Again, there is you're asking for volunteers this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to help build some raised beds at Lift Up and Parachute. Food will be used by Parachute in the food pantries and to try and help. You said 73% of the kids in
Western Garfield County at several schools.
Western Garfield County, I would consider to be really anything.
From Rifle to Parachute, yeah.
All right.
There are some schools.
73% of those kids are on free or reduced lunch, which is a large number. I don't know this for sure, but I would almost be willing to say that's more kids than were on free or reduced lunch back in the 80s during the first oil shale bust.
Yeah.
Anyway, you are asking for volunteers. You don't need to RSVP or register anything. Just show up.
You could. But we do have on our Growing Empowerment Facebook page, or you can go to the Parachute/Battlement Mesa Growing Empowerment page. We have an event page, and if you could sign up, that helps us prepare for how many people.
So if you do want
so we can have correct lunches and everything available.
So it is an event, so you can say you're going on Facebook.
And invite your friends.
And you can kind of
share the flyer. Hang it up at your place of work.
Gotcha. Perfect. So again, that's on Facebook. Just search for Growing Empowerment or Growing Empowerment Parachute.
Or Parachute/Battlement Mesa Growing Empowerment.
Okay.
Either Facebook page has it on it.
I want to pick your brain a little bit because I took notes in the first segment. There were a number of things you mentioned because, again, it's a volunteer. You're asking for volunteers Saturday, but there's also some learning opportunities for folks that want to learn more. Raised beds. Trying to remember the first time I heard the term raised beds. It hasn't been that long ago. For me, it's kind of a new thing. And there are so many benefits to raised beds. I think it's easier to weed. You don't have to bend over. Your back doesn't hurt when you weed the garden.
Exactly. And ours are built at a height because you're cutting the pallets in half and screwing them together to create these 4x10-foot beds that we're building right now. So they're at a perfect height. Like this week, I'm getting contributions of lumber from the landfills, like 2x4s and 1x6s or whatever, so we can make rails on the top of them. That way people with mobility issues are able to reach them from their wheelchairs or wherever. We always try to keep gardens in mind for accessibility to everybody. And we build on school playgrounds. We build all over. So
you used a term called self-wicking earlier.
Yeah.
Now, wicking, to me, is something that plants do. It's not called that, but it's where they suck the moisture up from the ground, obviously, and it goes up into the leaves and that kind
of thing.
Exactly.
We actually build a reservoir under whatever kind of structure we build. We build them out of 2x16s or pallets, all kinds of materials, but we actually create a reservoir and have a 3-inch PVC tube that extends down into a gravel bed, a foot deep gravel bed that you feed the water from the hose down into. It only takes 5 to 10 minutes to fill these beds once a week. So you're saving a ton of water. That's what I'm teaching my students at Yampa and gardeners throughout the region at these events, is that we're the guardians of the headwaters of the Colorado River. We're the stewards that try to get that water out to the coast. And it's important, you know, as we dry up our aquifers and all the water that's getting sucked up, I'm trying to teach people how to save time, save money, and save water. And that's the great thing about raised bed gardenings. They're at a height that doesn't hurt your back. They don't get many weeds at all, and you don't get the pests because you've built it up. And we do really, I teach really cool tricks like using deer netting and bamboo.
I was going to say you get
bear.
Different kinds of pests.
Yeah,
because it's harder for the rabbits and the raccoons, mm-hmm. and you know the smaller animals. But it's at a perfect height for the deer and elk.
Exactly. Well, we teach things like how to build critter-proof compost bins, we have all different kinds of learning opportunities. But the way you do it is by volunteering at one of these events that we do.
So there's a trade-off.
Yeah.
You get something, you give something.
Yeah, and you're creating community wherever you go because you get gardeners get in discussions and you create solutions that you can't believe.
And you make some have some conversations with folks you maybe did
yeah.
not even know before.
And when we build these self-wicking beds, we then, after we've built that gravel bed, we build layers of materials. We use compost, topsoil, llama poo, sawdust, shredded paper, spent grain from breweries. We layer the material so we make it really spongy because if you have good aged manure, you'll usually find 1-inch red wiggler worms, they're called. There's a specific name, and they're the best gardening worm. And when they have those materials, they dive in and out and feed, and they create all that good worm poo that fertilizes sure. your gardens.
They're also not bad for fishing. Oh,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're talking about soil. Soil is everything when you're trying to grow in it. When we were in elementary school, of course, we heard about crop rotation and why it's
Absolutely.
So important. I recall, I don't know how long you've been around, but there used to be so you remember the cogeneration plant right next to the Garfield County Airport mm-hmm. where they grew tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually had automated systems where they could sample the soil and, okay, we need more nitrogen, we need more potassium, whatever the case, you know, whatever mm-hmm. the case was. Obviously, most home gardeners don't have that luxury. So how do you know what your garden needs from year to year? Because you do need to continue adding topsoil and nutrients and all that.
You know, these days we have the Google machine, which is an awesome thing. And you can go to our Growing Empowerment page. Every single day I post relevant fact sheets and relevant, very factual growing information. I'm a CSU Master Gardener, and so the next thing I'm going to say, the number one thing you could do is get online or get to the Garfield County Extension Office or Eagle County Extension Office. They both have great people in charge and great information and fact sheets to help you. And they also have soil testing kits.
It's funny you would mention the extension agents because, again, back to my grandparents, if Grandpa was having a problem, that's who he would call, was the extension agent.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes they would come out. Sometimes they would just give him advice over the phone, depending on the situation. But a fantastic resource based at the Garfield County Fairgrounds in mm-hmm. Rifle. And then, of course, I don't know where their office is for Eagle County, but they do have offices in different places. And they've diversified a little bit. They don't have exactly the same staff at every single office anymore.
Yeah.
But if they don't have the person in that office that knows how to answer your question, they can answer it. And they do have those soil testing kits. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Where you can take the sample and send it in, and they'll mm-hmm. tell you what your soil needs and what you need to add to make it grow better.
Exactly. Exactly.
Again, you're invited to volunteer this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Parachute Lift Up office. Again, downtown Parachute, 201 East 1st Street. You'll help out, you'll help build some raised beds, and you'll also get a lot of great information from Kim.
Free seeds.
Free seeds as well.
Yeah, BBB out of Broomfield has provided our seeds, and they're high-altitude heirloom organic seeds.
So they are organic,
mm-hmm.
and they're made for high altitude,
yeah.
which is not always the case.
Yeah, they're high altitude. I've been working with them for four years.
I want to talk a little bit more about the specific seeds you'll be handing out in just a minute. Again, if you'd like to learn more, I'll tell you what, as an amateur gardener myself, I will definitely be checking out your Facebook page. It's Growing Empowerment. Mm-hmm. And you said for the specific Western Garfield County Facebook page, it's Parachute/Battlement Mesa Growing Empowerment.
Yep. Each town actually has its own. From Aspen to Parachute has its own Growing Empowerment page.
Okay. So that's your, if you would say, your service area or your
yep.
area of influence
yep.
is all the way from Aspen to Parachute?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Again, check her out on Facebook, and you said you post tips on a regular basis.
Every day.
Sweet. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Kim Willey. She is the founder and director of Growing Empowerment. How long has it been since you created this organization?
Well, it's kind of evolved since 2013. It has evolved actually since 2010 when I won a Wienermobile Good Mood Mission ride. And we distributed, I had gardeners bring their produce to the Glenwood Springs Lift Up and the Carbondale Lift Up.
Has it only been 2010?
Yeah, that was when it was.
It seemed like it had been longer ago. I remember very well. I've got, I think we put it away, but for the longest time we had the little weenie whistle in the studio.
Oh, I should have brought you some.
Remember?
I still got a few.
Yeah, I remember they were handing them out for free.
Yeah.
So that was you.
That was me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been handing out, and I wanted to be able to reward gardeners if they showed up and to keep it going because I was trying to prove to Lift Up at the time we should be distributing produce to the food insecure because obesity and malnutrition are two sides of the same hunger coin.
Right, because if physiologically, if you're not getting enough to eat, then anything you do eat, your body tries to hang on to that and store that fat.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't know the next time you're going to get something to eat.
Exactly. And plus what we typically see coming out of food pantries, I really want to encourage people. If you're buying canned goods and you like organics or whatever, be sure to buy that for the food pantry too, because they like it too. They need less salt, less fat, less sugars in their foods because that's what they retain.
You also mentioned for folks that have home gardens, it's just one of those things. It is what it is. You typically end up with more than you can really eat because fresh vegetables or anything you grow doesn't last as long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually another project that I'm sure you're familiar with. I'm trying to remember the host. It's a statewide movement. They call it gleaning.
Yes.
So basically, you donate what you can't use to an organization like Lift Up.
Yes.
In our area. And so they put it in the food pantry and they make sure that it gets used in some way. Again, for someone that is, and there's a term that I never heard of before the last few years, food insecure. People that don't get enough to eat is the bottom line there.
Exactly.
Again, everyone is welcome to help volunteer this Saturday, 9 a.m. until 2 or so in the afternoon. Then during lunch, you're going to be handing out some free seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they are, how would you describe it? Produced, grown? They come from Broomfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Just outside between Golden and Boulder in the foothills there. And you said vegetable, herbs, and pollinators.
Yep, we have all kinds of vegetables, herbs, and pollinators. And when I refer to pollinators, those are flowers that will attract bees, hummingbirds, butterflies, because you really need to be planting pollinators in your gardens. If you, like I talked to people last year that didn't have such great squash crops, like normally you're just swimming in them, you know, but it's because our bees have declined by 93%. And we have to encourage bee populations and raise them again and quit using pesticides like Roundup.
And they've been taken over by wasps. It seems like every year we have more wasp nests and fewer bees.
Yeah, and we need those bees to carry the pollen from our plants too. So it's important to plant pollinators with vegetables.
And so a pollinator would be like sunflowers? Are they pollinators?
They could be considered. They're more normally sweeter plants that you would think, like at this time, some bulbs like hyacinth. And I actually just posted this in the last week. There are 37, I believe, different varieties of shrubs, bulbs, planting something like scabiosa. Scabiosa is a great thing to plant because it's so pretty. Some people refer to it as the pincushion plant. It comes in different shades of pink and purple and white. It'll bloom all summer for you too. So that you'll see bees hovering on them. And it's something that I do too, like sometimes vegetables like bok choy or broccoli will bolt. You know, when all of a sudden something just bolts up in the air, it's because it's had too much heat too quickly. When you see those flowers, bees love those flowers. And the great thing about when you see those flowers, that's how you save your seeds. Once they've started to dry up, you just clip them off, lay them on some paper, let them thoroughly dry out, and then shake them out into a dry jar so you have them for next year. Because the cool thing about seeds, that's one thing our organization is doing, is saving seeds for our region. Like my students at Yampa Mountain High School have been saving 127 varieties of seeds for the past 3 years. Once you've saved a seed from the same seed family for 3 years, it's considered regionally adapted to our wind, water, sun, and freeze exposures. So it grows much hardier. And that's what we want to do, is have a regional seed vault, a regional seed library, where if something blows up and goes to heck, we've still got seeds to grow our own food.
So even in the case of the seeds that you'll be giving away on Saturday that come from Broomfield, they're grown in high altitude.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's very similar to what it is here, but it's not exactly the same.
Right.
And so, again, that's the kind of thing that you might share on your Facebook page as well.
Is absolutely.
When something, as we say, if it goes beyond when you can consume it, if it goes to seed, mm-hmm. how to preserve those seeds for the next year.
Right.
And you said it takes 3 years for it to be considered
regionally adapted.
So it
grows the hardiest, and it, we know that it's acclimated. Like, we've got quinoa we've grown now for 3 years, multicolored quinoa. And I've taught a lot of these.
I didn't even know what quinoa was a couple of years ago.
Well, last year I taught.
It's green. Anything that's green, it just, is sometimes foreign to me.
Oh, quinoa works great. I went to Peru 40 years ago on my honeymoon and went to Machu Picchu, and that's where I first saw it growing. So it grows in rocky terraces, and it's great for our altitude.
Just don't ask me to spell it.
Yeah. Quinoa and quiche. Hmm.
Yes, right. I think I could spell quiche. Or I could come close anyway. And then, of course, there are words like hors d'oeuvres that everybody spells differently anyway, and there is like 10 different ways to spell it correctly.
Yeah.
But we're getting a little off topic, I suppose.
Well, we'll be offering some of these workshops, too. I'll get back to doing workshops. Now,
okay.
Right now, we've been just so focused on getting gardens built and getting that stuff done.
And again, everyone is invited to volunteer and help out, help build a garden. If you can, check out the Facebook page and click, is it going? Isn't that what they call it on Facebook?
Yeah.
When you're going to an event? Just search for Growing Empowerment, and again, there's one for every community from Aspen to Parachute. This particular event is in Parachute at the Parachute Lift-Up Office, 201 East 1st Street. Again, the phone number, if you have any questions, is 216-8682. And you're also asking folks that are volunteering, if they can, to bring some implements as well. Gloves, always a good idea when you're working.
Gloves, shovels, anything. If you've got cordless power tools, like cordless drills, impact drills, hammer drills, reciprocating or jigsaws, that'd be great.
Shovel, rake.
Shovel.
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen is a good thing at this time of year.
Sunscreen and a hat.
Yeah.
Sunscreen and a hat, two things I always forget.
Yeah.
So if you can bring enough for somebody else like me, that would probably be a good idea as well. Again, it's supposed to be a community building event, right?
Yeah. Can I give our organization number too?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, just in case people are interested in getting an event in your town or gardens built in your town. Our phone number is 970-704-9535.
Okay, 704-9535. That's, again, Growing Empowerment, all the way from Aspen to Parachute. Like to talk about that. Or, you talk about doing workshops and that kind of thing as well. So maybe a community organization would be interested in that also.
Yeah.
Anything
and we
else?
Build with recycled materials from both the South Canyon landfill and the Pitkin County landfill. We actually teach you guys how to build using diverted materials. Because, for instance, the Pitkin County landfill will tap out in 14 to 15 years now, which means we'll have to truck our trash out of the Roaring Fork Valley, which will add exponentially to the costs, and it's bad for the environment, everything. So if we can divert, like right now, we're using trampoline frames to build a hoop house. If we can divert these materials and teach people, oh, let's repurpose these things, then, I mean, we build keyhole gardens out of 2x4s with chicken wire and stand them up. I didn't tell you what a keyhole garden is.
I was going to ask, too, and I forgot. So you can tell us now.
Okay. A keyhole garden is a garden that, if you were thinking about looking at it from above, it looks like a keyhole. It's a circle. It's 6 feet to 9 feet in diameter. It has an opening on one side, just like a keyhole. And in the center is a compost tower. And we only build our keyholes about 18 inches high and then slope our soils. We layer them the same way we do a self-wicking bed up to the compost tower. And then and we layer those same materials in the compost tower to a certain height, about 2.5 feet off the ground. And then we start layering in food scraps alternated with pesticide-free grass clippings or leaves or shredded paper. And they don't stink at all. They don't attract bears or anything. And all you do is the same with the self-wicking bed, except you water just once a week through the compost tower, and it leaches the minerals and vitamins right down into the
And again, if you want to learn how to build one, you can volunteer this Saturday, and that'll be part of the experience, you might say.
You'll get to see a cutaway and stuff. We're going to wait for the keyhole probably a couple weeks, because next week...
So you're not going to be building them.
Not the keyhole, but the self-wickings we will. But we will be building a keyhole in about 3 weeks at Parachute. Next Saturday, not this Saturday, the following Saturday, Growing Empowerment and Yampa Mountain High School students are going to be at Earth Day here in Glenwood Springs, where we'll have... porch gardens that are planted. We'll have pizza gardens to order, salsa gardens, kids gardens that are porch gardens that you can that are on casters, and we're pre-selling those and delivering those next month with plants that we've grown.
And that's it's the 22nd, right? Is
22nd?
So that's a Saturday this year.
Yeah. So and you can come and get seeds there too.
Again, you can learn more and you can stay up to date on all these things. You said you posted tips every single day.
Every single day.
On your Facebook pages, just search Facebook for Growing Empowerment. Again, there's one for each town, all the way from Aspen to Parachute. Kim's number is 704-9535 if you have any questions about Growing Empowerment. If you have any questions about Saturday's volunteer opportunity in Parachute at Parachute Liftup Office, their number is 216-8682. And again, the Parachute Liftup Office is at 201 East 1st Street in Parachute. And you're encouraged to let everybody know that you're going to be attending by finding the event on Facebook and saying, yes, I'm going. Kim, pleasure to meet you. Look forward to hearing more tips from you in the future, and talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you, Gabe.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.